Ole Miss fans, you can never be too careful, especially these days and with young kids at home. Don't take any chances and secure your home with Eufy Smart Lock, an easy install, all-in-one security device for your front door and that peace of mind we're all looking for. I myself am a Eufy user, and I can tell you firsthand, go ahead and ditch those house keys forever, grab a Phillips head screwdriver, because that's all you'll need, and give Eufy Smart Lock a try today. No monthly fee, and Eufy customer service is waiting on standby 24/7 to help you with any and all home security needs. So what are you waiting for? Head to Vault Hemingway or the Pavilion or Swayze Field to cheer on your Ole Miss Rebels with the reassurance your home is in good hands with Eufy Smart Lock. Eufy Video Lock makes it easy to keep an eye on things back home. Its built-in camera can tell you who's at the front door from the comfort of your stadium seat. Search Eufy Video Lock, that's E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com, eufyofficial.com/video lock, to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Smart Lock and Eufy Video Lock, a proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
It's up.
This is Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. He's Bradley Sal, former Ole Miss offensive lineman, 8-year NFL vet. It's a mailbag edition of Talk of Champions because Sunday was quite the busy day in Ole Miss football. So much happened. A lot of recruiting. Some rumblings about Jeff Lebby potentially leaving for Oklahoma. Elsewhere, we'll talk about that. Brad, what's up?
What's up, man? Yeah, I agree. I think there's a lot of stuff going on. We knew it would get interesting. This is the silly season on top of recruiting season. So a lot of stuff going on. Ole Miss gets in the Sugar Bowl as well. So, I think a lot of stuff, a lot of moving pieces for Ole Miss football today.
I didn't even bring up the Sugar Bowl. Just shows you where my mind is right now. Just chasing leads all day on Sunday.
Yeah. Who all did you see, dude? I know you had to track down some recruits, talk to some recruits. Who all did you see? Anybody interesting worth noting?
The only prospect, or not prospect, but target, because he's a transfer portal guy, that we didn't get to talk to on Sunday at the end at Ole Miss was Dylan Gabriel, the UCF transfer. But let's be real here. His entire possible future at Ole Miss is tied to Jeff Lebby. If Jeff Lebby isn't here, he's most likely not going to be here either. But everybody else, Zach Evans, the TCU transfer, former five-star running back, Bryson Hurst recommitted to Ole Miss over the weekend. Larry Simmons, a four-star wide receiver, committed to Ole Miss. Talked to every single one of them. And if you want to check out those interviews and all the recruiting tidbits, or we call them dailies at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and AffiliateOfOwn3.com, check us out. And if you haven't signed up, 7-day free trial in the lead-up to National Signing Day. So go check us out, because we had a lot going on this weekend, and it was a pretty good day for Ole Miss, I would say, all things considered, because I think outside of getting commitments, it couldn't have gone better with those guys. Percy Lewis was another one. Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College offensive lineman. They believe he could step in and start immediately. And if signing day was today, he would be an Ole Miss Rebel. But signing day is not today, and he's going to Mississippi State this weekend. So a lot to follow. And Zach Berry and myself will have our regular Talk of Champions recruiting podcast, I think, on Tuesday. The days are kind of running together. I'm not really trying to plan things too far out in advance with everything that's going on. Because as we record right now, Brad, before we jump to this mailbag, so many questions, by the way. I asked for questions at like 3 p.m. on Sunday and still got 50. Some people really fired up and passionate for some questions on Talk of Champions. They just want to hear from Brad. That's what it is.
I would go out on a limb and say 89% of them are going to be about Coach Lebby.
I would say a lot of those are going to be that's Coach safe. Lebby. That's safe. Yeah. Yeah.
Safe to say. Yep.
Yeah. But before we jump to that, as we're recording this, Brent Venables has been hired as the next head coach at Oklahoma. And we knew this was probably coming. News had started to kind of trickle out late last week. And I texted you about this, and you felt some things out on your end of it because you're really well connected with the Jeff Lebby side of things. And while everyone expected Brent Venables to be the head coach eventually, I think the Jeff Lebby aspect of this didn't really heat up until Sunday. So we don't know what's happening with Jeff Lebby right now as we record on this Sunday night. So as you're listening to this, he might be gone already. But I think it was a foregone conclusion earlier in the day. But Ole Miss has proven through its offer on Sunday that it's going to fight to keep him. So we're going to play out both sides of this, okay? Number one, if Jeff Lebby leaves, where should Ole Miss go? What does it mean, first of all, to have no Jeff Lebby anymore? And then where does Ole Miss go?
Well, you know, I think that I suspected that Jeff Lebby was going to leave this season anyways. I did not. I would have been totally shocked if you told me he was going to leave for another OC job. I think if he leaves for an OC job, that's much more telling than you know, it doesn't make sense to me. I know personally he probably has reasonings for it or whatever, but it just doesn't seem like, I think that I thought in my mind the next move for him was to be a head coach. So I don't know. That's kind of interesting. I think that's kind of telling that maybe lead to me to have some more questions. But we'll see what happens here. I know that it's still a long way to go. But yeah, you're right. It's heating up, and a little bit shocked by it. But you know, at the end of the day, if he does go, it's gonna suck. He's meant a lot to the program and has really done some neat things for us in recruiting and just the kind of guy he is. But only thing you can do at Ole Miss and as a staff, Lane himself, is go out and find the next guy and find him ASAP, because right in the middle of recruiting season, you have to find your guy. You can't sit on your hands. You have to know who's coming next so you can land some portal guys or land some guys in general.
Lane would move quickly. Graham Harrell, maybe Joe Brady was fired by the Panthers on Sunday. There are going to be some candidates. T. Martin makes some sense. But until we get some actual real information behind the candidacies of different guys, I'm not going to put together a hot board. I will say this, it's 8:36 p.m. on this Sunday. And as you were talking, my mic was muted because I got a call and someone said to me that would know that he's gone. He's going to Oklahoma. So I'm not reporting that. I'm simply saying that this person would know, and I guess we'll see. I'm going to post something in Ole Miss Spirit, the expectation potentially or probably Jeff Lebby's going to be the Oklahoma offensive coordinator. He played there. But if Ole Miss were to keep him, obviously the train keeps rolling. Dylan Gabriel's probably your quarterback next year. But if he's not here and that's looking like what the outcome is inevitably going to be, then all of that kind of stuff changes. It's not just about the offense looking different, because Lane Kiffin's offense is going to look pretty much the same whoever's running it. Generally speaking, I mean, there's some different things. They bring their own flavor to it, but for the most part, it's going to look pretty much the same. The question becomes, the next person, who do you bring in as a quarterback transfer? Because Dylan Gabriel then becomes real iffy, if not done, the pursuit of him. So now what? If it's Graham Harrell, do you bring Dart with you as a transfer? That's interesting. Does it open up other possibilities for you? Are those considerations once you hire an offensive coordinator? I don't know. But you can't fault the guy for going to Oklahoma, having his own offense with no questions about, oh, is it Lane's or is it Jeff's? But he has given up a lot, and we've talked about this before. First of all, Ole Miss offered him a 3-year escalating contract, pushing $2 million a year for every single year. He might have accepted it as you're listening to this. Again, this is very fluid, and we're trying to record a podcast and balance that out. But Ole Miss offered him that contract, which is more than competitive. It was not going to be about money for Jeff Lebby. If he was leaving, it was for other considerations, not money. And I think that's kind of what's playing out here right now.
Yeah, I'd have to agree here, man. I think this is going to be a total personal decision. I think Ole Miss will more than match it. I think Ole Miss has reiterated to him multiple times how much they want him here and willing to pay him accordingly. So it has nothing to do with that. Which, you know, brings me into a deeper thought, you know, hey, why, you know, what is the, what's the reasoning for it? A lateral move, you know, it was the alma mater. So you can throw that in there. And then you got to wonder, hey, does he want to retain Joe John at OU? And does he want to bring Clem as an O-line coach? That'll be interesting to see what happens. If those two things happen, whenever he takes that, if he takes the OC job, then I will, I'll pretty much know what the reasoning was with that, without it being said.
Which is what?
Which is getting back comfortable with his O-line coach and his, you know, typical tight end coach. And I think you can pretty much put it in the bank too, that if Lebby goes to OU, I'm more than sure that, you know, John David Baker probably follows him as well. Cause that's one of his guys, and probably Phil as well. If I had to guess, those are going to be all guys that you'll be looking to, he'll be looking to bring with him.
Is it conflict with Lane Kiffin?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not in it that deep to know, but it just, to me, to leave for an OC job, I don't know. I mean, it brings that question up. I think that, you know, if the comfort was there and the money was there, you know, I don't understand, you know, what the push to leave would be, you know, other than if you love OU that much, you know, that's just the place you want to be. I get it. You know, it's school you're at, but, you know, I think this may be a little bit more about, you know, getting back with some guys that you're comfortable with, on top of maybe having full keys to the offense or something along the lines of that. But to me, it just, you know, doesn't add up completely whenever you're looking at it from just a, you know, business standpoint.
He's given up a lot, because it's not just about being the offense coordinator at Ole Miss, but let's be honest here, Lane's always going to be a flight risk. If you stay at Ole Miss, you're going to be the next head coach. We can talk about how Ole Miss should do this, that, or the other, but from everything you and I have talked about or gotten from people that would know, as all this Miami stuff floated about with Lane Kiffin, other jobs coming open, if something happens, yes, there's a list. Yes, Keith would vet potential guys. The likeliest outcome is Jeff as the head coach. That's given up a lot. That's your fastest path to a top 20 job. Not to say that he wouldn't get it if he has success at Oklahoma, but it's not like Oklahoma right now is the destination that it's been for, what, 20 years? It's not the same. Not today. Especially coming to the SEC. So if you come to the SEC and you go 6-6, well, now your star is not quite the same. Remember what happened with Mark Hudspeth? Mark Hudspeth went somewhere else when he was the next guy up at Mississippi State. Not saying this will ever happen to Jeff Lebby. I think he's a hell of a football coach. He's going to do great wherever he is. But Mark Hudspeth did not win enough. Flamed out, and now he's not in coaching. That will not happen to Jeff Lebby. He's too good of a play caller, too good of an offensive mind for that to happen to. But you have to know that's part of the risk of what you're giving up, despite what might not be the best working relationship. Not saying it's bad, not saying it's good. It just might not be the best with Lane Kiffin.
Listen, here's the deal. If you look up in 3 weeks, which I hope that things turn and he is, you know, accepts our offer. But if you look up in 2 to 3 weeks and Jeff Levy's the OC at Oklahoma, Randy Clements is the O-line coach at Oklahoma, and Joe John Finley's the tight end coach, you're going to have your answer right there. I mean, that just is what it is. If that happens, you won't have to look any farther than, hey, he was getting his band back together, so to speak. So that's where my eyes will be for the next couple of weeks.
Let's open up the mailbag. Mail time.
The mail's here.
You've got mail.
Special mail for you.
This is a letter to Hollywood saying, keep it up. Movies are great.
Opening up the Modern Women mailbag to answer your questions, starting us off. It's going to be a busy, full, loaded up mailbag. Jay Freshwater Esquire at the Swansonator. If the early rumors about Lebby to OU are true, where does that put us with Dylan Gabriel? Well, Ole Miss was the favorite, if not the obvious going to happen landing spot now. You're not necessarily out of the picture, but you're certainly far off compared to other potential landing spots. You're going to have to make up a lot of ground. There's no obvious connection anymore. But from all accounts, he enjoyed his visit, and maybe that's all that matters. Maybe that type of fit doesn't really concern him. But all I heard about Dylan Gabriel is wherever Jeff Lebby is, that's where Dylan Gabriel is going to be. And if that's the case, well, that's not going to be Ole Miss necessarily.
You think OU takes him? You think he would be?
No. Unless Caleb Williams transfers.
Yeah.
And something I've heard too about Jeff Lebby and his candidacy at OU is the selling point from his side of things that Oklahoma could really get involved with Arch, could end up landing Arch, playing up all that Heisman history with Oklahoma and Jeff Lebby already having the pre-existing relationship, becoming that alternative to an Ole Miss, to a Georgia that Texas had emerged as the potential front runner early, which I think was overblown. Well, now Oklahoma takes that over with Jeff Lebby. We'll see. I don't know if I buy that all that much, but it makes sense. And I do know with those rumors of things, it got back to Caleb Williams and his family, and they were not particularly happy. They were not happy. So we'll see. We'll see. Also from Jay Freshwater Esquire, do you like Joe Brady? I'll let you handle this one, Brad. Do you like Joe Brady as a replacement? Realize that could be a long shot.
Yeah, I actually really like Joe Brady. I think that he's, I think he would mesh well with Lane, especially with some of the route concepts he was doing at LSU. Very similar. I've always been very fond of him. I actually thought that he would be a great hire for LSU. I thought that would be a target, especially with all he did there. I think he would certainly be. I mean, that would honestly be a blessing in disguise. I do not want Lebby to leave. Very fond of Lebby, but you know, the guy just randomly gets fired today or whenever, and you know, your OC leaves, and you get to pick up a guy like Joe Brady who's won a national title. I think that would be. That'd be somewhat of a silver lining for what would be a terrible taste in our mouth.
It would certainly help with whoever the next big quarterback transfer portal target is going to be. They're going to add a transfer portal quarterback. I still think they'll be in it a little bit with Dylan Gabriel, but losing Lebby, that just throws the biggest of wrenches into the plans in regards to Dylan Gabriel. B Ford at B Ford 89. If we do lose Lebby, should we try to poach Kendall Briles? They will. I think there'll be a little, well, not necessarily poach. There will be some communication, some engagement, reaching out to him. But Kendall Briles isn't coming to Ole Miss. That's what I heard on Sunday. Maybe it happens, because I could be completely wrong, but I just heard, yeah, they'll fill him out. He won't come. But if you can pay $2 million, because Arkansas will do what Ole Miss did with Lebby, they'll match any offer.
Yeah, I just don't. I think there's actually a zero chance that happens. I don't think Lane goes. I just don't see it. I don't see that being a, Kendall's kind of the same way. He's kind of getting ready for his neck for a head coach gig potentially. And a lateral move to Ole Miss really does him no good. He actually has a quarterback that he can work with for the next couple of years that is up and coming with a solid slew of talent at Arkansas. I think it's just a better fit for him at this moment.
Well, it's exactly why Lebby is potentially moving on. It's his offense. Same thing at Arkansas. It's Kendall's offense. It's not Sam Pittman's offense. There are no questions. Correct. Yeah, when you're getting interviewed by Texas Tech or being vetted by Texas Tech or whoever it might be, like it was with Lebby, is it really your offense? Same kind of deal.
Yeah, I just don't think that's happening. I don't think you'll see another Baylor guy, former Baylor guy, be involved with the Kiffin offense.
Graham Harrell makes sense. Joe Brady makes obvious sense. He doesn't have a job right now, and so does T. Martin, good buddies with Kiffin. Kiffin. That's one to watch. Great recruiter. We'll get right back to this Talk of Champions mailbag with Bradley Sal, former Ole Miss offensive lineman, 8-year NFL vet, after I tell you briefly about Thomas Chandler of Modern Woodman and Cheney's Pharmacy, two proud sponsors of Talk of Champions. Are you looking for a career change? Maybe COVID threw you for a loop. Maybe it's time that you did something else. Maybe you're just tired of working 9-to-5 for 40 hours every week just to make money for someone else. Well, our phone line sponsor, Thomas Chandler of Modern Woodman, is looking to hire new financial representatives here in Mississippi. No background experience is necessary. You do have to be a resident of Mississippi, but what he's looking for is someone who is highly self-motivated and wants to make a difference in the lives of others. A full-time position comes with benefits such as health insurance, a matching 401k, and a pension plan. Don't wait around anymore. It's time to make a change. So for more information, feel free to reach out to Thomas Chandler today directly through Facebook or his number at 662-296-0186. That's 662-296-0186. Make the change. Thomas Chandler of Modern Woodman, the title sponsor of Talk of Champions. It's the most wonderful time of the year. No, it's not Christmas time. It's football season, specifically Ole Miss football season. You want to be there, right? In the Grove, in Vaught Hemingway Stadium, cheering on the Rebels every single Saturday. The only way to do that is to make sure you're healthy, to take care of yourself, to have a pharmacy that you can trust. Well, there's only one pharmacy in Oxford, Mississippi that can do just that. Cheney's Pharmacy, a locally owned pharmacy that's been in Oxford for over 40 years, as red and blue as the Rebels themselves. Cheney's Pharmacy offers prescription synchronization, immunizations, compounding, a two-lane drive-thru, and available hours that ensure your needs are met on your own time. Cheney's also accepts all third-party insurance. Cheney's Pharmacy provides the best customer service out there, hands down, it's not close. So give Cheney's a call, 662-234-7221. Or go visit them at 501 Bramlett Boulevard. That's right off of University Avenue. They're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. You can visit them online at cheneyspharmacy.com. Make sure your pharmacy is one you can trust. Cheney's Pharmacy, much more than just a pharmacy. World Series champion Nate at Nate_Bloomberg. Is it possible to go an entire weekend in New Orleans without heartburn, lots of gumbo and alcohol? There is no chance whatsoever unless you pack a shit ton of Tums. And even then, you're not guaranteed anything. I lived in New Orleans for 6 months. I gained 15 pounds in 6 months eating all that stuff. And I had my share of heartburn. There is no avoiding it. The food down there is completely different. You think spicy up here? You think you know spicy up here? You don't know spicy until you go to New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm officially going on a heavy diet until the Sugar Bowl, so that way I can have some room. Because if you show up to the Sugar Bowl kind of already heavy, you're going to leave a little heavier. Mm. So my goal is to go on a serious diet for the next, you know, three weeks or so, so I have some room to like enjoy myself.
When are you getting down there?
I'm going to go on that, I think Friday morning, first thing. The game's at 7:45, so that I think it actually helps Ole Miss fans. You know, a lot of people can drive the day
of. It can just be a day of or the weekend.
Yeah, it can be a day of. But I'm going to go the day before, go down there, watch some football, hang out. You know, a bunch of people going down. So I think the day before that morning is going to be perfect. Plenty of time in New Orleans.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be a Shark Tank party. My buddies put it on. Do you want to go with me for free? Or are you going to be with the family the whole time?
What's a Shark Tank party?
I guess I got to introduce you to the Shark Tank party then. Okay. It's the party.
That's interesting. Okay. You have to fill me in.
Last time I was in New Orleans and went to the Shark Tank party, it was Marshall and Lance Lynn. It was a lot of fun. I'll just leave it there. It's a lot of fun. And my buddies put it on so we can get in for free. I'm not going up there anytime before Friday. I'm with you. Get us in Jake for the full week.
Friday morning, get down there.
Yeah. It's kind of like Las Vegas is New Orleans for me. One day, not enough. 2 days, perfect. 3 days, get the hell out of town.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. All right. Mike Autry at Bearcat Autry. Is there another assistant coach on staff that has worked under Lebby that can move up to his position if he leaves? No, I don't see that. No.
No, I think, they'll go grab an outsider. I just don't think there was that guy. I think, a couple years ago it was Joe John Finley was potential for that, but ended up moving on. So
Andrew Roble at Roble Peace Prize. Any chance Ole Miss lands Jaheim Otis? That's a great question. As I reported on the Ole Miss Spirit, he's on campus right now for a surprise official visit. I hinted about it on the Ole Miss Spirit, OwnSpirit.com, and AffiliateOwn3.com, that there could be a potential significant positive development for Jaheim Otis on Sunday. Well, he did show up for the visit that I was hinting at, and I don't know if he's leaving today on this Monday or Tuesday morning. He has to report to Hattiesburg for the Miss Owl game on Tuesday, but that matters because now he's going to be tied up with those obligations until at least midday Saturday, if not later, maybe even Sunday morning. So his last visit, he'll have to choose between Alabama, where he's committed, or Mississippi State. So right now, and it could change, but right now it looks more like an Ole Miss Alabama battle. And I still think he's going to stick with Alabama, but it seems like more of an Alabama Ole Miss battle than an Alabama Mississippi State or a three-team race, despite what some in certain quarters would say There is nothing amiss in Denmark, as one competing rival reporter put out there on Sunday, I think. Something like that. It's not anything like that. This has been in the works, has this visit since, I think, Tuesday, and he's on campus right now, and I hope to catch up with him afterwards. So, yes, there is a chance. There is a chance. Do I still think he's going to stick with Alabama? Yes, I do. But there is a real chance. I was told yesterday, well, today, since we're recording on Sunday, that Ole Miss has, quote, a real shot. What's the chances on Dillon Gabriel and Zach Evans? Dillon Gabriel, without Lebby, not good at all. Zach Evans, the way he talked to me, man, it seems like it's either Ole Miss or sticking at TCU. He's got a week and a half to take visits, and Ole Miss was the first place he came. I think he told me, or I heard this, one or the other, that he kind of regretted or expressed to Kevin Smith that he regretted not committing to Ole Miss back in 2020. Former five-star prospect, number one running back in the country, he'd be a big get because Ole Miss is probably going to lose one of, if not both, of Jerrion Ealy and Snoop Connor. Kevin at KAC331759. If Lebby leaves and Gabriel goes with him, who is the logical portal quarterback target? I know it'll depend on the new OC, but what do you both think, Brad?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to dig in a little deeper. And I think it's totally 100% depending on who the OC is. And I think that's going to be very important hire for Lane to kind of, you know, you find your OC that you're comfortable with, and then you kind of figure out, hey, who did you coach or who did you coach with that's in the portal, whatever, or who would want to come with you kind of deals. So I think that I think that those two are going to run so hand in hand. It's just hard to speculate. There are some guys out there, but I'll be interested to see how that's handled. And I think that it's going to depend on, you know, who the OC is.
Ole Miss is still in communication with Spencer Rattler in Arizona State, which was considered the potential favorite for him. Well, their quarterback's coming back for his senior year. How does that affect him? No longer really the favorite, right, if he's going to have to compete with the returning starter. So Ole Miss could be a real possibility there. Jack Miller from Ohio State makes sense. I don't know if there's been any real contact. He just has a lot of Ole Miss ties. They could get Miles Brennan right now, but I think they want to do better, to be honest with you. So, say it's Graham Harrell. Does a Dart transfer intrigue you? It does me.
Yeah, I think that would certainly be a pretty solid pickup.
He'd be huge. That's the most fascinating thing, just where they go as far as a transfer quarterback. If it's not Gabriel Lebby, which, as we're recording this again, I don't want to cue up the broken record or anything, but as we're recording this, seems like not going to happen anymore. If that's the case, then you move on to the Rattlers or whoever the hire is coming in. And then, I don't know. I mean, I think they'll have their choice, really, of a couple of really good guys, intriguing guys. But if you're looking for the instant impact, already produced guy, Rattler's the one that really sticks out right now, unless a Dart gets in the portal. And it's not like a kid, if he isn't in the portal right now, he's not going to get in the portal. You can still get in the portal. Ole Miss is still waiting on Deion Smith. So it's not over, or the options aren't slim pickings. Just because Gabriel, if Lebby goes to Oklahoma, doesn't end up at Ole Miss, you're still going to see Ole Miss pick up a transfer quarterback. I don't know who it is, but it's going to happen. Coach Bates, at bro Brandon Bates, what skill positions do we absolutely have to have an impact transfer in order to maintain success offensively and defensively? I'll handle offense. Wide receiver, running back, offensive line. If you can get a tight end, that's a bonus. What about defense, Brad?
Defense, I think we need a linebacker, which it looks like we're going after one. And we got I don't know if there's any out there, but some kind of pass rusher, man. Like, I like that. You like to try to get someone that can somewhat fill that void of Sam Williams or give you something off the edge that's intriguing, which we do have two guys returning that definitely showed some promise, off the edge. And I think that I think adding one more guy would be very, very beneficial. And I think on offense, you nailed it. You know, a couple tackles or a tackle, a good wide receiver, a solid running back and quarterback, and you may not even see much of a drop off on offense. I mean, other than, you know, quarterback could be a little bit tough to replace, but getting some experience there and with Lane's scheme, you could be at a role and, you know, not take too big of a step back.
With Deion Smith, sources still are insistent that it's a matter of when, not if, he gets into the portal. He plays at LSU. Ole Miss offered Louisville transfer wide receiver Jordan Watkins on Sunday. Other names, Josh Moore from Texas, Xavier Williams from Alabama, Theo Weiss from Oklahoma. As far as offensive linemen, the one with any real smoke around them as far as Ole Miss is Miles Frazier from FIU. Ole Miss went in-home with him last week, and he is a plug-and-play tackle, potentially a right tackle. And if you can get him, maybe Percy Lewis to start at guard, you're cooking pretty good at the offensive line. So those are the names I would pay attention to right now on the offensive end. And, of course, defensively, I think the biggest impact addition is just returning Chance Campbell. And I think that's real. I do think that he's going to test the NFL waters, and it's more likely than not that he goes, but it's definitely not a guarantee, unlike some other guys like Nick Broeker. He's gone. Chance Campbell, there's a real chance he could return. That, to me, would be a bigger addition than anything else they could add in the portal. Terrence Cooks, they're going to add him potentially. I keep saying potentially because I don't want to say anything definitively. I've been burned too many times. But at this point, Ole Miss is the prohibitive favorite for Terrence Cooks. But Chance Campbell would be the biggest addition, just getting him back.
Yeah, he would be. He would certainly be huge. You know, from what he did this year. A guy like that would certainly, you know, but goes without saying, he'd be a huge, huge keep.
Will Green at Will for the Rebs. What would you say the chances of Ely and Snoop coming back next year are? Together, very low. One of them, a little under 50%. I think Snoop is more likely to return than Jerrion. Jerrion's either going to go pro, or really he's just going to go pro. I mean, I heard some transfer stuff about Jerrion a couple weeks ago, but his strong finish to the year really erased those doubts. Snoop wants more carries. Don't get it twisted. He wants more carries. But I think that him not being in the portal by now is an encouraging thing. It means, one, they're going to test the NFL draft waters before anything else. And if one of them goes and one of them comes back, well, then I think it becomes an easier sell as far as being the featured back. But there's a reason why Zach Evans was on campus this weekend. He's not a guy that's coming in to just sit behind somebody else.
Yeah, that situation's amazing to me. I just don't I don't know. I mean, I feel like they both should be back. That's just my honest opinion. But, I don't know. I guess I could see Snoop transferring because he wants more carries, mm-hmm. which would be ridiculous not to – you had to let the guy like that walk, but you know, it is what it is. He's definitely not the favorite, here. And that's obvious. I don't think he had his first carry to like 7 minutes ago in the second quarter of the Egg Bowl. I don't know, man. It's just odd to me too, that those two guys, there should be plenty of carries for both. But I don't know. I mean, it just doesn't seem like that's going to happen. And it's odd to me because I don't really see either one, quite ready for the next level yet.
Harris Bell at HBell38. If Snoop and Ely leave, is it to enter the draft? Not necessarily. Pray for everyone affected at Oxford High at @TrueRebel_99. Do you think we get Zach Evans? And if so, what happens to one or two of the other running backs on the roster? I think at least one is gone for sure. Now, I'm not reporting that it's happening, but I think from everybody I've talked to, that's going to happen.
Yeah, well, I think it's fair. I mean, the fact that they're bringing in a Zach Evans is fair to say that somebody has said something or somebody's told somebody something, because, I mean, if you bring in a Zach Evans, where's there room for him? I mean, you'll be so overcrowded there, it'd be crazy. So somebody said something.
He wants to go pro. It doesn't matter what you think about it. He wants to go pro.
Yeah, well, that'll be interesting.
Do you think we get Zach Evans? I think so, if you made me guess. But if they don't get him, don't go, Ben, you lied to me. That's not what I'm doing. You're making me guess right
how
now.
How was he at TCU? I've not seen anything on this kid at all. I will say this, though. So the Zach Evans kid, I need to look into it. But the one kid from Alabama, what's his name? The Judkins or whatever
Sean
the guy.
Judkins. He's legit.
He is legit. We're going to do another segment where I want to break him down. That kid may be an absolute steal. I mean, you watch him run. He's legit, dude. I think we may have stole a running back from Alabama that would have been an Alabama style running back. So I'm excited to talk about that one day. He's actually a kid that I've been looking into a little bit, and I'm like, man, that was a pretty good get for us.
Evans rushed for 648 yards and 5 touchdowns on 92 carries as a sophomore. had 130 yards on 10 catches and a touchdown, and all totaled 1,063 rushing yards over his TCU career, averaged 7.3 yards per carry.
He's interesting. Yeah, I'm going to look into that. I'm going to see what kind of system they ran and how he looked or whatever. Maybe he was underutilized or whatever, but yeah, I'd be interested to look into it. I definitely remember that name when he was coming out.
Blake Taylor at Dish Boots Blake, Xavien Harris plus Jaheim Otis equals winning football. Am I right? That's two big-time defensive tackles, but Xavien Harris has the versatility to move over to offensive tackle too, so I don't think his position is necessarily set in stone. I think he'll absolutely start out as a defensive lineman, and I think that's where his greatest potential is, but if he needed to move, he could. If you get those two guys, whew.
Well, let's not forget Tywan Malone, too, from the year before. So those three together, you're looking at a Georgia/Alabama-style three D linemen. So that's a those would be three, you know, pretty darn solid pieces to build around in the future.
Forrest Crumby at Forrest Crumby. Golly, these questions are all the same. With the potential that Snoop and Ely don't return, who do you predict leading the backfield? Any confidence Zach Evans ends up a Rebel? I do have confidence, but recruiting is fluid, and it's no guarantee that he leaves TCU. They're still going to honor his scholarship if he wants to go back, and that's something that he mentioned was a real possibility.
Yeah, you got to wonder if Zach Evans is waiting to see what happens with Ely or Connor as well. You know, I mean, he knows fair. The situation. You know, one of those guys messed around, leaves, and he says, hey, you know what, I feel like I can come in. But if those guys stay, I don't know there's many backs out there I'd rather have than those two together, you know. So, you know, maybe he's watching that situation as well.
Eric Rast at Eric Rast 1, are we all in on Gabriel? Not necessarily. With Lebby, yes. Or are they also talking to Ewers? Ewers, I don't think, is a realistic possibility. The connection there was Jeff Lebby recruited him, Texas ties, Texas kid, offered him, and really pursued him at Ole Miss. Without Lebby, there's not a real connection there. And it seems like, from everything I'm gathering, he wants to go back closer to home in Texas. He's from Southlake, visited by Texas. Steve Sarkisian went home with him, going to TCU, Texas Tech. I think he's staying in Texas.
If Lebby goes, though, you look out for that. I'm just going to say that right now. I think that would be a real possibility.
At Ole Miss or Oklahoma?
At Oklahoma, if he goes to Oklahoma. If Lebby were to leave for Oklahoma, I think that would be a real possibility for Oklahoma to get him.
Ole Miss Sports at Rebel Sports Talk. Zach Evans gets 20-plus touches a game next year if he comes. I don't think they really do that with their backs.
Yeah, I don't think so either, man. I think it's that's kind of a hodgepodge. They kind of have difference, you know. It's really whoever gets stuck in there in the hurry up, you know. So, you know, some of those guys that just, you know, you may get in there and you run one good play, then all of a sudden you're in a hurry up and you get four straight after that. So just kind of depends on who starts out the drive and, you know, what situational football comes up.
Way too early guess at starting DBs next season. Cornerbacks, let's go DeAndre Prince and Miles Battle. And the safeties, Otis Reese, A.J. Finley, Kedron Smith, and Tysheem Johnson.
Yeah, we'll have most of our secondary intact with maybe a couple other young guys coming up as well.
Kedron or Otis could surprise and leave. They'd be better served to come back because Kedron would go undrafted, and I think he could start next year. He started a lot of games this year. Nick Blakely at CFC Nichols. Who would be Lane's number one choice for OC if when Lebby leaves? I guess Graham Harrell, Joe Brady. I feel like we're saying the same things over and over now.
Yeah, I don't. I think we need to do a good job of looking back into his past and who he has connections with. I feel like those are the obvious names, but you know it's Lane Kiffin. I feel like there could be a surprise in there.
Remember, no one knew who Jake Thornton was when he hired him. Nobody.
Yeah, not a soul. So that's what I wonder. You know, is there somebody out there that really knows the system that he's super comfortable with or super, you know, you connected with that he's comfortable? You know, maybe it was a guy that was an assistant at one point. Now he's upgraded. You just never know with him. And I feel like the obvious won't be obvious when it comes to him and who he's going to hire.
Deplorable Reb at Deplorable Reb. With us all now just seeing the coaching carousel reflect the early signing period, with coaches jumping sooner to get a head start on recruits, how do you think NIL and an expanded SEC and playoff will affect the sport in 5 years' time? Well, as far as NIL, you're already seeing how it's impacting it. I think kids and interviews and getting to know them and that kind of stuff, it'll all have to be, who are they getting paid by? Where's the money coming from? Recruiting, same thing. Zach Evans is not going to go to a place where he can't get money on NIL deals. What can you offer them? It's college football free agency. So while you're used to high school recruiting and team rankings and player rankings, all of that's going to be flipped completely upside down, de-emphasized in many ways. And the real focus is going to be in on those impact transfers that can help you right now. And what do you have lined up? Ole Miss, for example, had a video presentation ready for Zach Evans once he got on campus for an hour and a half. Not only of how they would work him into the offense and feature him and utilize him, but the opportunities for him as far as NIL. So it's true recruiting pitches now. True recruiting pitches. And everything is above board. You can pay for these kids. You can do these things. And that's going to be the biggest recruiting development every single cycle. Who are you really paying attention to right now? And it's no disrespect to Bryson Hurst and Cam East and these really talented high school players. You're paying attention to Zach Evans. How many questions have we gotten about Zach Evans, Dylan Gabriel, yeah, Spencer Rattler? Because free agency is here. So that's going to be the norm. The high school stuff is going to be taking a back seat to the transfers because free agency is here. An expanded playoff and an expanded SEC is only going to mean more parity for the sport. Because now, Devin Brown, who's going to Ohio State with a loaded quarterback room, these guys are going to see, I don't have to go to Ohio State to be a dynamic quarterback making millions of dollars in NIL deals. No, I can go to Ole Miss or I can go to so-and-so and so-and-so, and I have a direct line to the starting competition. So parity will be evened out, leveled out. As a school, you have to have all your ducks in a row, all your I's dotted, your T's crossed, to make sure that you're in the perfect position as far as NIL to ensure that you don't get beat by Kentucky. And Ole Miss has gotten beat by Kentucky twice. Taj Harris reopened his recruitment on Sunday. Ole Miss lost him to Kentucky. Barry and Brown to Kentucky. Ole Miss might get back in there for Taj Harris. I don't know. But I do know this. Kentucky is crushing it with NIL right now. Crushing it. That's what it's all going to be focused on. The opportunities and the money that these kids can get. Evan Foster at EvanF177. How well does our offensive line match up against the Baylor defensive line?
I haven't looked at it in depth, but I was kind of looking over some Baylor stats and Baylor, you know, some of their results in their games. And I think we're going to be fine. You know, I think we faced Alabama. We faced some of the top D lines in the nation. I don't think that we will necessarily be surprised or outmanned by them. They are decently talented, but I don't see it being any kind of mismatch. I actually really like us for this game. We'll get into depth on this, you know, as we get closer to the game or whatever, when we do our research. But, you know, just an early look at it, they're not a particularly dominant team. They kind of won a bunch of close games, should have lost Texas Tech, should have lost a couple games that they pulled out there at the end. But I actually like us in this matchup, and I think that we are the much better team if we come fully healthy and you know, ready to roll with all our guys.
Jared Duke, former Ole Miss offensive lineman, at Jared Duke. For Brad, what size golf clubs do us Giants require?
That's hilarious, Big Duke. Yeah, dude, you got to go get fitted. Everybody's different. It all depends on how you kind of lean over, kind of depends on your swing. There's a bunch of different factors that go into it, but you know, you're going to need at least probably an inch under clubs or so, just depending on how you dangle your arms. But I'd like to see that swing. We need a Jared Duke golf swing video to see if he's got any natural ability there.
That would kind of be great. Hey, Jared, submit a video of your golf swing so Brad can break it down. Charles Allen at Buzz_Songs. If Levy is 1 year from a head coaching job, why would he leave to do an offensive install even if he did play there when he could build on foundation he already built in Oxford? How does moving work to his advantage versus springboarding from SEC West with schedule favorable to winning it?
Very, very good question. I feel the same way, man. Like I think this is going to be a move for personal reasons. I think this is more along the lines of, you know, I may get full keys to an offense and kind of do it the exact way that I want, opposed to having to share it with Lane and all that. You know, I just think it,
Yeah, I don't think it's set in stone, but I just think it tells me that maybe he gets to hire the guys that he particularly is more comfortable with and wants, and gets to kind of do it his way. Because, you know, I mean, Venables is a defensive coach, so whoever he hires for offense, he's probably going to give full keys to, and that may be in his eyes, his chance to kind of showcase who he really is.
Going to get right back to Bradley Sal in this mailbag edition of Talk of Champions after we hear briefly from B&A Bank and Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford, two more proud sponsors of Talk of Champions.
BNA Bank is celebrating 125 years of local banking. For generations, BNA Bank has been a stable fixture in Northeast Mississippi, supporting and investing in our local small businesses, local schools, local community events, local charities, and so much more. At BNA Bank, we believe in our local communities, businesses, and organizations because we are a local business, too. Thank you for choosing to bank local with BNA Bank.
Here in Oxford, Mississippi, golf matters for the Ole Miss Rebels, the casual looking to knock out a quick 18. Yes, we care about the fit when we hit the course, and PXG Apparel has something for everyone. Me? You Talk of Champions listeners know I'm a daily hat wearer, and especially at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has mastered a snapback for any type of weather or occasion. My navy goes with pretty much everything. Point is, PXG has you covered for any and all golf attire, making sure the fit is right in all the right places. Made with premium materials and technology designed for peak performance, these confidence-inspiring looks invite all-day play, taking you seamlessly from a round of golf to the office to a night on the square. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC at checkout to save 10% on all apparel.
There isn't much better than spring turning to summer in Oxford, Mississippi. Double Decker, the Grove Bowl, concerts at the Lyric in Vaught Hemingway Stadium, beer showers in right field at Swayze. And don't worry, Tecovas is here to make sure your fit is right as you're stepping out on the square during this festival-style season. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Shop new styles with a complimentary drink on the house. Many Tecovas stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. There's just no in-store experience quite like it. And if you can't make it to a store, that's okay. Check out Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. Tecovas offers free shipping on all boots, free returns and exchanges too. And they ship right to your door. Head over to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
What's your schedule looking like this fall? Don't answer that. I already know. Ole Miss football Saturdays, right? It's all back, and you're going to be there. But when you're making those trips, why not go in style? In the dream car, truck, or Jeep you've always wanted. Well, the only place to go for your next perfect car, truck, or Jeep is Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford. From new and used sales to parts and service, Alan Samuels of Oxford aims to provide a truly stellar automotive experience. And what separates Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford from every other dealership is Alan Samuels aims to address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. They're going to get you into your dream car at a price point you can afford, and the process is going to be as seamless as possible. Most everyone who's listened to this podcast should know by now, I only vouch for sponsors I truly believe in. Well, Alan Samuels has been with me the longest. I myself have bought a car from Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford, and there's no better car buying experience. Make sure to ask for Brian or Mason and tell them that Talk of Champions sent you so that you can take advantage of any one or more of the services Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford provides. Contact them today at 662-234-8000. That's 662-234-8000. It's Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford at 2201 East University Avenue. That's just past Kroger. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford. Let's be friends. Jack Waiters at Jack_Waiters. Not sure how much you've hit this already, but is Durkin getting a pay raise this year? I feel like it's well earned. Any assistant coach of consequence is going to get a pay raise, and DJ Durkin certainly falls under that category. Michael Luker at LukerMichael02. Top bars, places to go in New Orleans. Don't go to Bourbon Street. Bourbon Street sucks.
I'm not a New Orleans guy.
So go to the Garden District. If you want to enjoy some good bars, the Bulldog's good. Bartonique's good. Bourbon O'Bar's good. If you want to go check out Deuce's Bar, the Old Saint, it's right there off of Bourbon Street. Canal is just kind of a mess. I like going to the Garden District. That's where all the students kind of hang out, or I did back when I was living there just out of college. So I would say go out there. It's a lot of fun. The casino is always great. It's right there in the heart of the quarter. Yeah, that's what I would do if it were me. Go to Lucy's. Go to Lucy's for brunch and get Bloody Marys. Mr. Jones at Sports 428-712-351. If Lebby leaves, would Joe Brady be a good fit in Oxford?
I think so. We touched on this earlier. I think what he did at LSU with Joe Burrow and kind of how dynamic that passing scheme was, I think it kind of fits along the lines of what Lane does. Now, I'd be interested to see what the run game would look like. I don't remember much in the run game. I do know they did have a good running back, so I'm sure he's got his own little deal there. But, you know, I know in the passing game that would be a pretty dynamic duo between him and Kiffin. I think he would bring a lot to Oxford. He's a national champion offense coordinator. So, best case, if you were to lose Alebi, a guy like that falling in your lap after getting fired would be pretty phenomenal. But at the end of the day, man, I mean, there's still another opening, LSU's opening still there. It wouldn't surprise me. Maybe they went back and got him. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see where he lands.
Blake Taylor at Dish Boost Blake. Should we expect further changes on staff past Lebby? There's one assistant I'm keeping my eye on. Brian Manning at Brian Eli 29. Why did Brad forget to mention during his Ricky Fowler stories being outdrove by me all those years at the Lynx?
He keeps bringing that up. There's zero chance he outdrove me, but maybe, I don't know. Maybe he had a sprinkler head at some point. I don't know.
And associates at Ricky Schwartz. Can we incentivize DJ Durkin to stay? Yes, and I think they are. I've come to really appreciate our defensive progress. Me too. He doesn't get enough credit for how much better that defense got.
Yeah, I would agree. And whatever happened after that Arkansas game, which I heard there was a little bit of a come to Jesus between the staff there. Whatever happened after that Arkansas game, minus maybe the Auburn first half, we were pretty solid for the rest of the year. Very respectable, very much so what we were hoping for. And there were some signs where we had some bad times, but I feel like later on in the year they really carried, especially the A&M game.
Tater at Tater_thought, big recruiting weekend. Any commits on the radar? Transfers. Bryson Hurst recommitted on Saturday. I think Zach Evans, Ole Miss, is the obvious landing spot if he decides to leave TCU. Percy Lewis, if signing day was today, said he would sign with Ole Miss, but signing day is not today. So I would say those are the ones closest to commit watch, because the other ones, Larry Simmons, he reaffirmed his commitment to Ole Miss. Jeremiah Dillon, same thing. Jacarius Clayton, same thing. So if you're thinking about those uncommitted or transfer guys, those would be the ones I'd be keeping an eye on.
Man, what's the deal with the Hurst? Like, I don't –
academics.
Just committed, I feel like.
Academics. There were some academic questions, and he backed off. But they got him answered. Gotcha. Michael Luker at LukerMichael02. Odds Lebby takes the OC position at OU. Right now, I'd say 88%.
I'm gonna up it mid show. I'm gonna up it. I think it's very high at this moment.
Oh wow! Blake Taylor at Dish Boost Blake. What's your way too early score prediction on the Sugar Bowl?
I touched on this earlier. I'm going to look into it a little farther. I'll make sure I'm really seeing this correctly, but I think Ole Miss gets after him. I think we get after him in a big way. If we show up focused, the only thing that worries me is, the OC change, all that. I don't think that'll affect us. As far as the character of the guys, could be a little bit awkward. I don't think that Lebby would be here for the bowl game. Matter of fact, I'm 100% sure he wouldn't if he leaves.
He wouldn't.
So, he's not going to be there for that. So it'll be interesting. I mean, I think that it'll be fully Lane taking over. And but looking at that matchup, we are a better team. I think that we can get after them in a big way. Just based off of what they do. The only thing that does concern me is their quarterback is a bit mobile. But I think we will be one of the better teams they've faced all year, if not the best team.
Ole Miss 31, Baylor 21, an Egg Bowl redux. Teagues at Andrew Tognolini. Is there any chance Lane hires an OC for recruiting purposes but calls the offense himself? Well, of course, there's always a chance, but I doubt it. That's not the approach he wants to take. Clyde at Clyde2254. Is Lebby leaving us? Looks that way. The Grierski at the Grierski. What are your score predictions for the Sugar Bowl? Well, we did that one. I have been filled out at Kiffin's paycheck. How does Lebby leaving impact the future of the quarterback position at Ole Miss? Well, Dylan Gabriel is not necessarily on the board right now, or he has dropped down the board because I think his entire tie was Lebby. He wants to be where Lebby is. Juan Rice Cummings at JR Cummings. Are the Rebs pursuing David Cutcliffe for an assistant job now that he's out at Duke? I have not heard that outside of some, what would you say, fan casting of it, fantasy booking of that. I have not heard that from anyone of consequence. Andrew White at Andrew W9373465. Will Ole Miss be a playoff contender next year with Lane Kiffin, Brad?
I don't think so. If we were a playoff contender next year, that would be the greatest coaching job, and Lane Kiffin should deserve $15 to $20 million a year, because if we couldn't do it this year with Matt Corral and what we had this year, I think it'd be tough. Now, what I'd like to see next year is us get our quarterback in place. You know, maybe it's a transfer portal guy, but hopefully it's a younger guy. Get your quarterback in place. Get some good key pieces, you know, replaced. Go out, have eight, you know, maybe 7, 8, 9 wins somewhere in there with a really bright looking future of quarterback, kind of like we did with Corral with the you know, the year before. And give some excitement and some forward guidance that it looked pretty promising. I think that would be a complete win for Ole Miss. But in order for us to go out and be a playoff contender, somebody would have to come out of nowhere and have like a Johnny Manziel type of season or something crazy. Could happen. I'm not saying it won't happen, but if that were to happen, that would be on another level of reload, in which, you know, it's not like we have a bunch of five stars sitting behind. So we're relying on the portal here. It would take absolute home runs all over the portal.
Nubby at NubSup69, my favorite Twitter handle. Imagine this whole podcast thing doesn't work out, and y'all both take the logical next career step. Pick each other's stripper names.
Oh, my gosh.
Brad, sole your pants.
I don't even know how to do a stripper name, dude.
Trixie Dixie.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Benjamin Carrot. I don't know.
Oh, I mean, man, that's kind of great. Oh, shit. That's kind of great. Howdy, Toddy, at Jenny_Moyer. Our favorite listener. Mostly want to hear y'all break down Baylor. I know nothing about them except that Chip and Joanna Gaines are alums. That is the most Jenny Moyer connection ever. HGTV connection ever. I know nothing about Baylor outside of the little bit I watched on Saturday. So, Brad, you got the floor.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't looked into him too much. You know, I just going over some stats and kind of the games they play. It looks like their quarterback's pretty mobile. They play a lot of tight games, though, man. It's not like they've been just really dominant. It's kind of one of those seasons where they barely got past Texas. They probably should have lost Texas Tech. Just kind of a gritty team. You know, it looks like they're not giving up a ton of points. That'll be interesting. I'll probably have to dig into their defense a little bit. But, you know, overall, I don't think a super on paper, just like eye popping team, but somehow it's figuring out a way to win. I don't know if it has to do with, you know, schedule, whatever, but, you know, they're figuring out ways to win, and they are a, you know, they're where they are for a reason. So it'll be a tough match for us, but I do think on paper, all in all, we are the better team here.
They've got real speed on defense, though.
Yeah, I know, but you know, that's all kind of relevant of who they played and what they, you know, it's just a matter of what their opponents have looked like compared to ours and stuff too. So, I think that we've played in a better conference, and you know, you just look at I like looking at similar opponents and kind of how they handled guys, and you know, whatever sticks out to me is that Texas game. You know, you look at Arkansas, blew Texas out. They played a pretty tight game versus Texas. I know it don't work like that, but I do like looking into that and kind of seeing how that they handled each other compared to other teams. I think that kind of gives you a tell on you know, what's the legit comparison or any way to get some kind of comparison from that.
Blake Taylor at Dish Boost Blake with a lot of questions, and he'll finish us out. Assuming Gabriel doesn't choose to come to Oxford, who should we turn our eyes to in the portal aside from the obvious Rattler? Well, y'all been asking the same questions over and over and over, so I guess we'll do it one more time here. It's not your fault, Blake. It's not your fault. I guess y'all don't read what other people are asking. Huh. I know that Lane Kiffin likes Harrison Bailey. I don't think that's where Ole Miss is going to go. Jack Miller has upside but no experience. They could get Miles Brennan if they wanted him. I don't think they want him right now. There's been communication there. He's probably considered a backup plan. It would depend on who the OC is. If the OC is Graham Harrell, I brought up the Dark connection. There's some other players, too, where a quarterback could follow the OC. And who's to say that somebody that's a big name that we're not even thinking about right now, something happens or something has happened with a staff, and that player enters the portal because Lane Kiffin brings on a coach of consequence as OC or replaces an assistant. I don't know. I think right now the Lebby news, if anything else, because I know a lot of people are freaking out or panicking about Lebby. At the end of the day, you got out of this cycle because Lane Kiffin, we hadn't even talked about this. Lane Kiffin signed his extension on Saturday. That's a big deal. Now, I've heard there's nothing tying Ole Miss to Lane Kiffin long term, and there's nothing tying Lane Kiffin to Ole Miss long term, meaning that either party can get out of it without any real pain. I think that's kind of what had to happen to keep this thing going. Now, I don't know if that's true. I just had heard that, and you'll like to hear what we're hearing, and I've heard that. But that's a big deal. To get out of this cycle with Lane Kiffin as your head coach is a big deal. Think about the jobs that came open. LSU, Florida, USC, Oklahoma, Virginia Tech, and Virginia Tech in any other cycle would have been a top three position. Notre Dame. Miami, as of today, hasn't come open. But what Miami's doing to Manny Diaz right now is absolutely disgusting to me. And I know that he's a millionaire, but he's also a human being with a family. And good Lord, they could not be handling that any worse. But think of those jobs that have come open. And for Lane Kiffin not to get one of those jobs tells me that he's in it at Ole Miss for a little while now. Because if he gets the right guys in the portal and wins 10 games, now we're going to be right back here next year. But if they only win 8, if they only win 7, maybe 9, I don't think that his star will be as bright as it was right now. And that should tell you that maybe as a candidate, his status as a candidate gets a little bit overblown by the media, by message boards for Ole Miss, be it the Ole Miss Spirit or anywhere else. So I think that's an important thing and the most important thing. And we've been talking about this forever, Brad, how we didn't think that Lane Kiffin and Jeff Lebby were going to be back together next year. Now, we started to trend more a little differently in that respect because we'd been hearing that Lebby wouldn't make a lateral move, that it'd be a head coaching position. But those head coaching positions did not come. ULL filled up. And that was the spot that all these upcoming coaches that wanted a shot wanted to go down to. Billy Napier built a hell of an infrastructure down there and has got a really good, talented team down there that could propel the next guy to the next big job. I even heard talking to somebody on Sunday, I can't remember who said this, but somebody on Sunday said that even Dan Mullen reached out about ULL. So that's a job that a lot of coaches wanted. For Jeff Lebby to not get those opportunities, maybe he feels like he has to move and kind of separate himself from Lane Kiffin or branch out on his own, so to speak, to help his resume and to go back to a place where he played and has familiarity with and run his entire show, has full autonomy. I get it. And the money, if it's the same, maybe it's just time, and that's fine. Because if you could, as an Ole Miss fan, pick between Lane, of course you want everybody to be back, right? You just won 10 games, the first 10-win regular season in program history. But if you can't have everybody back, which one would you choose as an Ole Miss fan right now, Lane or Jeff Lebby? Now, some would say, well, for the future of the program, right, Jeff Lebby, but no. It's Lane Kiffin, that's the answer, and that's what you're getting out of this cycle with, which I'm surprised by, quite frankly. So at the end of the day, panic all you want, and think about, oh God, what are they doing in the transfer portal now? Names will come up, they will add somebody good, and if they add what we think they're going to add in the portal, they're going to be just as good next year. Well, maybe not just as good because two isn't under center, but they're going to be a really competitive football team with a favorable schedule, and Lane Kiffin is still the head coach. This is Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit. Ben on Twitter. He's Bradley South, former Ole Miss offensive lineman, 8-year NFL vet. If you haven't already subscribed, review Talk of Champions in iTunes, and when you do, leave a 5-star review. It doesn't matter what you say as long as it's 5 stars. This podcast can be found wherever you get your podcast. Just simply search Talk of Champions, and I write for the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, and a field of all 3. Go sign up right now to get get full recruiting coverage. It's popping every single day, as well as anything and everything in regards to the coaching carousel, Jeff Lebby leaving, whatever it might be. Sign up. 7-day free trial, and you can cancel any time. We'll be back later this week. Thank you, buddy.
See you, man. Hotty toddy.